Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Feltz who's sharing with you today. The last few days I was speaking on defending the faith. I titled this To Defend and Preserve the Faith. And I'd like to, again, just bring out another Bible character that defended the faith, that was very zealous about defending God. And in the Old Testament, most times it is men that were defending the God of Israel, because that was God's chosen people. But I'd like to just, before I get started here, just look a little bit at what defend means. Like I mentioned earlier, I think it was yesterday, about if you have cattle, you put a fence around them, you defend them. That is more preserving, but defend, you put a fence around to keep something from coming in. But you put a fence around them to preserve them so they don't go out. And I'd like for you to just think about the faith, faith that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, and the connection that we have with God in preserving that. Today I'd like to speak on David. As I read the book of 1 Samuel, and just try to pick out a little bit where I want to share about David, it was a bit difficult to do that because there's so many areas in David's life where he stood up and said, you know, I will defend the God of Israel. But I had to think of the one we're all familiar with, and that was where he slew Goliath. As I look at the life of David, I believe David was a radical man. Even in his youth, I believe he was a bit of a mischievous boy at times. We see that as when he met his brothers out at the battlefield. But David was a young boy that also was courageous. Look back at the time where he slew the lion and the bear, the young boy with a slingshot. I mean, would you and I go after a lion with a slingshot? I mean, there's no way. There's just no way we would do it. So it shows us that David was an adventurous, zealous, and maybe even a bit radical. In 1 Samuel 17:22, this is the way it reads, "And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of his carriage, and ran to the army, and came and saluted his brother. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw this man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." I mean, it was almost like, whoa, here he comes. My, whoever kills him, and this is what they'll get. And the sheriff, he will get great riches. And the king will give him his daughter and make his house free in Israel. It was almost like, here he comes again. But there's just no way that I'm going to sacrifice my life for those riches that the king promised. But we see something a little bit different here in David. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to this man that killeth? No, I'm sorry. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God. See, we see something different in David. He's not thinking of the riches. I think he looks at this man and says, the nerve of him to come out and to defy the armies of Israel. And the people answered him, answered this matter, saying, so shall be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart, but thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? Brothers, is there not a cause, my friend? Is there not a cause to stand up for our God? Do we have the confidence in our God that we are willing to stand up, and when we face a battle, to not just back down? David, rather than back down, he said, is there not a cause? You know, I could just see the hair on David's neck stand up. I mean, how does this beast dare to defy the living God? This is the God of heaven that he's speaking against. This is my king. This is my Lord. And, you know, we hear it all the time. People degrading our Lord. You know, a man like this, we hear it. People swear and use God's name in vain. They curse at God. You know, a man like this does not deserve to live, because we are created to worship God and to glorify him. And here's someone that is defiling God and is mocking God. You know, there are many people that bring reproach to our God today that we wonder if they deserve to live. But in Peter, we read that he is long-suffering, that they should not perish, but repent to have life in Christ Jesus. Lord, bless your day.